The Magic Valley's home for country, Cat Country 106. Scotty in the morning. It is the morning cup of coffee, and it's brought to you by Hurst Medical. Cindy and the crew, absolutely amazing there. Cindy's been in the business for over 30 years. She's a licensed medical provider. Hurst Medical's even got a great rewards program. So if you've been thinking about things like Botox, Juvederm, laser spot removal, fillers, or hormone replacement therapy, anything like that, you got to contact the folks today at Hurst Medical. Well, it is Tuesday, and that means we get to check in with Mama Kathy at the Magic Valley News. Good morning, Mama Kathy. How are you?
I am doing great, Scotty, and there is so much fun and stuff going on. Today is this week's National Teachers Appreciation Week, and today is National Teachers Appreciation Day. And then for those that like Crepe Suzette, it's National Crepe Suzette Day. And what is your favorite beverage, Scotty?
Well, water, actually, but there are others that I do partake of as well.
Well, no wonder you are, son, because water is also my favorite beverage. And today is National Beverage Day. So drink up your water.
Excellent.
And it's also National Nurses Day.
Well, I just got my May issue in the mail. It is packed full of stuff. And, you know, where can you find the Magic Valley News?
There are over 200 locations that you can find them in. And there are, I'm trying to remember how many there are just in the Rupert area that you can take them, pick them up at. And so, but what you can do if you want to find out where you can get them is go to our website, magicvalleynews.org, and it will have a tab that says distributors. Click on it, click the city you want, and it'll give you a list of every place you can find them.
And you guys are absolutely loaded with tons of events and repeating events, and it just goes on. You're like the source.
Thank you. We are glad that you feel that way because we feel like we are too. And so, yeah, there's 40 repeat events. There's 139 events for the month of May. We have 35 for this week alone. And so to give you an idea, you know, those that today up in Haley, there's a blood drive, so call 1-800-RED-CROSS for appointments. Tonight at 6 p.m. in Twin Falls. At Harrod Center is Reptile Review on the 7th and 8th. Twin Falls has blood drives, so call that 1-800-RED-CROSS for appointments. On the 7th, tomorrow at 6, Hagerman Wilson Clubs has their book club going on. And then on the 8th, if you want to learn how to do chili rellenos, then you can go to Rudy's A Cook Paradise. They're doing a skill class. That's $25. You can celebrate that by topping off the evening by listening to Andy Crosby at Red Hot Gastropub. Then on the 9th, there is at 10 a.m., there is a pollinator annual. The Twin Falls Pollinator Council is doing their third annual plant sale. So check out page 11 in the events to see that address. And also on the 9th, the play Dulce is starting in Glen's Ferry at the Opera House. You can go to the dinner show at 6, and that's $25, and that includes the play. Or at 7:30 is just the play, and that's $10. Page 21 will tell you about that. Then at 8 p.m. in Burley, if you don't want to go to any of that stuff, at 8 p.m. at Spud Cellar Lounge is Hal Waldron. So we've got that. The 10th has 13 events alone. So check out page 11 and 17 for the complete list. But there's in Jerome, a mother-daughter 5K run and walk at the rec district. That's $25. At 9 p.m., or if you want to walk farther, start out really early and then walk to Gooding, because at the fairgrounds, there's the New Roots event, vendors event. So that information's on page 6 or 130. Once again, is the Glen's Ferry Dulce play. Or if you want to, I think this sounds fun. They all sound fun, but at 5 p.m. at Magic Valley Speedway is the Outhouse Grand Prix. I'm visualizing like trucks with an outhouse in the back. and Andy Crosby's at Wilson Club at 7 p.m. Or, depending on how the weather is going to be on the 10th, there is a free star party at Harris Observatory in Twin Falls. The 11th being Mother's Day, there's different brunches, and so you can check out the the events on page 17 for, different ones that we found. There is a Mother's Day tea at Glen's Ferry with the play. That's $25, or just the play, once again, at 10 at 4. But one of the things we just found out yesterday is that if you want to do early voting, it started, because voting is on the 20th. So if you know that you're going to be out of town and can't vote, you can do early voting, or if you just like to do them. But check with your city or county clerks to see if you can vote early, because not all cities have early voting. So you've got that. And one of the great things that you can do on this, Scotty, is you can put the magicvalleynews.org on the icon on your phone, and then you can just click that so that, if you're out and about and you go, oh, crumb, I forgot my magazine, you can check and see what events there are by just looking at the magazine online. And then we also have the sample ballots for the bonds and levies that are on May 20th, and articles for the Idaho state reps and county commissioners. So you can just check that out. But are you ready? I can't believe that it's June. That means, well, for me, it's June.
Right.
That we have, that means half the year's done.
Oh, man. And you guys are already starting to compile events, correct?
We are. So if you have an event for June, or even if you know one for July or August or November, I don't care, give me a call. Let me know the information so that I have it down so that we can get it in our events calendar in the magazine. It's a great way to get more people to come.
Wow. I know you guys stay super busy, and that great phone number is 208-536-0094. Call Mama Kathy. Make sure you get your events in. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time to chat with me this morning.
Well, thank you, Scotty, and you have a great day, and happy drinking your favorite beverage.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Mama Kathy. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Scotty.
Bye-bye. There you go, Mama Kathy at the Magic Valley News.